Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there, sir?
Yama! What a goodie.
All right, y'all. We got some good topics today. You know, once again, you know, my mindset right now is on something completely different than what it should be. I had a busy day, just got out of the gym, you know, had a run and come and do this radio show. And also, you know, I had to grab my tickets for the Chauncey Billups retirement game next week. So that was going to kind of be dope. And, you know, we got some great seats on the floor and, you know, should be a good night. But let's hop into these topics. So before we hop into these topics, Spade, what's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. Just living life, man, trying to take one day at a time, man. Got a couple different adventures popping off. Trying to get my store back up and running, higher ranking. Be looking for that this summer, y'all.
All right, so explain to everybody what higher ranking is.
Higher ranking is a custom clothing line that me and my wife came up with. And it's pretty much, we made our own designs, and you can purchase those, or you can create your own designs and get them through us. We don't make them, but we go through a company that makes them. So when you go through our website, you'll be able to look through our inventory and see a lot of different things that we have, from socks all the way down to boy shorts for the females. We got a lot of different variety of things that we still working the kinks out of, but it's definitely going to be up and running this summer.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, it's higher ranking, right?
Higher ranking, H-I-G-H-E-R, ranking. And then if you want to look it up, just go through my Facebook page, and you can check it out on Facebook, Higher Ranking Facebook, or however cool they do that on Facebook.
Cool. So we post some links on our brand new Surge Radio page on Facebook.
Hey.
You know, we'll be tweeting out that link, but do facebook.com/SURJRADIO, S-U-R-J, and I'm pretty sure you know how to spell radio, all one word, Surge Radio. Now, let's hop into this first topic. First topic is Drake's Summer 16 versus Meek Mill's War Pain.
Ooh.
Now, I'll let you start this one off, sir. Go ahead with that.
All right, so when you sent me the info this morning, you know, I did the investigations, you know, you already tell me to come with facts. So I went and listened to both tracks, bro. And to tell you the truth, dog, Drake came off whack as fuck. Cause it was like, I don't know if Meek got a motherfucking ghostwriter that's telling him what's going on ahead of time or what. Cause it seemed like Meek called out a lot of shit in his diss track. But I think Meek got the dub on this one, bro. I don't know. What you think?
Well, what I think, here's what I think. Now, Meek confirmed that Drake has a mole in his circle. And he also confirmed that he got the lyrics from Drake's ghostwriter. Now, this is undisputable proof that what Meek is saying is true, that Drake has a ghostwriter. Now, because think about it. Drake drops a song, and then 30 minutes later, Meek drops a song responding to that song, lyric for lyric. How would he would have known that Drake was going to say anything about Jay-Z or compare himself to Jay-Z without someone giving him that information? So it's pretty obvious that Drake has a stool pigeon, a snitch, a Tattletale Tommy in his fucking circle. So how does that happen? You know, well, how it happens is you have the same people in your circle. You keep the same people in your circle that you had in a circle when you were cool with that individual. It's a common mistake that happens. 50 Cent had people in his circle at one point that was also cool with MMG, that was also cool with, Murder, Inc. And you know what he did? He started getting rid of motherfuckers. He started cutting people off. And I'm not going to tell the whole story of everything that he done because, you know, I know people in that circle too. But know that he kind of weeded them out, got rid of them. That's what it takes. Now, Drake is learning the hard way that he's going to have to start weeding people out. Now, Drake took an L as far as the content when it comes to the music, you know, because Meek snapped on him. Lyrically, Meek ate him that second go-around. And Meek finally got his W. But in the grand scheme of things, Back to Back is still nominated for a Grammy.
For a Grammy.
Until War Paint is nominated for a Grammy or any diss record, or even if you drop Dream Chasers 4, your album is going to have to go platinum, plus become Grammy nominated in order for you to make some level of a comeback. I mean, you have to catch this nigga Drake slipping to the point to where it is, you know, he has no way of responding. So right now you prove that he ghostwriter. But you know what offset the fact that Meek proved that he has a ghostwriter? And it's the other topic that we're talking about today too. It's him dodging jail time. So whatever momentum that he had from War Pain kind of got snubbed straight out with his case, with him going before a judge. So the W that he would have, it has an asterisk by it because at the end of the day, his case took away the attention from the track. You feel me?
I do.
So everybody was sitting back. Everybody was sitting back wondering, well, is Meek going to jail? Is Meek going to jail? He got 90 days house arrest and 6 more years of probation. So you're going to start seeing his money get a little tight. Yeah, I know he said he got a lot of money, and if Rick Ross is really taking care of him like that, these next 90 days is going to be a cakewalk for him. Other than that, how much he was touring and stuff is going to have to stop unless he get approval from the judge. And most likely the judge is not going to approve him to do any shows. So guess what? That's going to cut into the money that he's been making per show.
Definitely gonna fuck with
you, know. Yeah, I mean it's gonna fuck with him. It's gonna hurt for a while. So I mean it's just one of those things. I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about his case and everything? Him going before the judge and getting the 90 days.
I think that's a dub. Like I think 90 days house arrest is a victory. Versus jail time, should I rather take that than motherfucking jail time? But at the same time, you got to, as an artist and as a man, growing man, is at a point where you got to say, I can't allow anything to fuck up my money, so I got to get my mental right. And I think that's where he's at right now, is trying to figure out, like, how the fuck to stay on a straight path. But when you come from some shit like that, like you grew up, it's hard to just to flip that switch and say, fuck it, I'm just going to go straight and narrow. Like, you really have to work at that shit. So I think he in the middle of trying to figure out how to keep his shit balanced where he's not getting in trouble. But I think that's a victory for the case. 90 days house arrest, 6 more years, probation. Fucking with your money in the long run, but.
Hell yeah. I mean, but the thing is, the 90 days is going to fuck with his money. You know, hopefully he knows now that he's going to, any travel plans he has to have approval. He can't just go anywhere because, oh, Nikki wants to go here. Look, I know you winning. You got Nikki, okay? Beautiful girl, you know, but at the end of the day, you can't jump when she jumped. She's not on probation, you are. So I understand that you on your girl's tour and shit like that. And, you know, no, unless I make the mistake and say it's your tour or you guys are sharing the tour. No, that is Nikki's tour. And you're just a passenger. So enjoy. But, hey,
along
look.
For the ride.
It's like this. Hey, look, that's not an L, man. You got Nicki Minaj. Every single night y'all performing, y'all probably fucking. You fucking Nicki Minaj on a daily basis. So that's a W in your book. Okay, that's the only L that Drake is taking right now from you. Is that you, your girl is still sticking with you at the end of the day. So you got Nicki, the hottest female rapper in the game, visually looking at her, and lyrically, she's great to look at and listen to. So you're not really taking the L. Meek, this is me throwing you an alley-oop, take it. Other than that, you're a fucking bum. So, you know, he can't really do that stuff no more. You can't be, I don't know how he got 90 days with giving fake piss. I don't know how he got away with that. Usually, when you give it, dirty piss or not giving piss at all, that's direct violation of your probation. Do not pass go. You're doing automatic, you know, fucking 90 days in jail.
Off the muscle.
So how he beat that, I don't know. He has a great lawyer. I'll give him that. So, but I mean, I beat some cases in the past, you know, off the strength of just, you know, knowing better. But, you know, that's probably what it was. He just had a great lawyer, and it just worked out for him. But, Meek, don't be an idiot. Take this W while you can. Kick him, scratch him, stick the fucking blade in him. Do whatever you got to do to make Drake bleed. Other than that, man, you're taking a loss, an infinite loss. It just ain't going away.
No time soon.
And speaking of losses,
somebody call the cops. I got a body.
I got a body this week. Put him in the coffin. Put him in the coffin. You know what? This is the moment that I want to introduce an award, okay? This is going to be my donkey of the day, okay? It took me a second to think about it. But this award is going to be a special award that I give to stupid motherfuckers weekly. Some way, somehow, you find a way to be dumber than most people. So I want to, this award is inspired by Stacey Dash. Okay, so I want to call this the Dash Award. But what Dash stands for? What Dash stands for, dumbass spot holder. So, our dumbass spot holder of the week, or our Dash Award winner this week, is going to be Mr. Brandon Todd. B Todd. Or as he calls himself on his social networks, Slick Bastard. You've earned the Dash Award this week. You want to know how? You started dissing. Dissing me subliminally, never came at me. Now, I called your name out this time. So y'all make sure y'all check him, check his shit out. Slick Bastard on Instagram and Slick Bastard 84 on Twitter. So I'm dropping so he can get some followers. Keep this shit a little interesting. Okay, so you earned the Dash Award because you spent a week and a half, if not 2 weeks, subliminally dissing me, subtweeting me this entire time, and never came at me. Even when I told you, let's do it on site, not on site, you still decided to do it on site. So with the challenge out there, you never responded. So when I started responding and doing my rebuttals as I do well, you know, and you put out your whack responses and stuff like that, you know, we all sit back laughing at you because you think you're funny and you're not really funny. You're fucking annoying. But I played your game with you. I beat you at your own game. So I beat you at your own game so well, I put a video out mocking the videos that you put out with your false information and your false advice to people. I did what you did. And then you go and put out another video. Oh, this is Fake Friends Friday. So we're going to touch on Fake Friends today. But getting back to this Dash Award that you earned today, sir, you should be very proud of yourself because you succeeded at becoming the queen of the subtweet, Brenda. We are proud of you. So... You earned that award.
You called this nigga Brenda, dog?
I did. So, you earned this award. You earned this award because you started this entire thing with nobody saying anything about you. Nobody was even thinking about you. You started this whole thing, and when you finally got a response from me, what do? Oh, you blocked me on your Twitter. Like, I care. You only got like 100 followers. And then you did something you said you would never do. You turned your Instagram profile private. That's an automatic W on my side, homie. So I want y'all to congratulate the winner of the Dash Award this week, Mr. B. Todd. Now let's move on to another topic, man. Let's get into this, man. Let's get into this. You know, put him in the coffin. I wish I would have had that sound clip.
Man, so we get together.
We get together. Now, Spades, I'm not sure if you want to comment on this or not. If you want to, you can. But if you don't want to, I understand. So
I mean. Respect is given where respect is due. So if you give respect, you're going to get it in return. But don't turn out. I mean, I don't know the situation, like, fully, but I know enough of the situation. So I'm just saying, like, if you're going to open that damn Pandora's box, man, you might as well be prepared to go head on whatever's coming out that box. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
I mean, look, man, you got to go all the way in. It ain't no half-stepping. They ain't no half-stepping when it comes to shit like this. If it's beef, it's beef. If it's real, let it be real. But this is a situation that wasn't necessary to beef. Because at the end of the day, I decided not to be cool with you no more because I didn't like the person that you was becoming. And that's real. That's the cartoon character you are on these social networks. Nobody's entertained by fake shit. Nobody wants to be around somebody that's, you know, his prime objective is to fuck everything that moves, especially when he's married. Come on, man. You got one hall pass. That's just not infinite. Fuck wrong with you, man. And then at the end of the day, you know, here's me gassing this nigga out a little more since he likes to talk so much. You know, at the end of the day, I couldn't really see myself being friends with somebody that has no issue with telling somebody that was a friend of ours, it still is a friend of mine, that she was never friends with him. And the funny part about that is that you did something you had no business doing. That's why it was easy for you to say that you're not this man's friend. Who want a friend like that? Oh, yeah, you want to shout out, oh, yeah, we ain't friends, man. We ain't never been friends. Yeah, of course, because you fucked this girl. Now, he didn't know it. And if he didn't know it then, he know it now. So that's the worst part is when you open up a can of worms that you ain't got no business opening up. You want to speak on me and my family? I mean, let's speak on you and yours. Who are you to call my family? Oh, yeah, I just want to know if he's still my son's godfather. How? How can I be your son's godfather if we fell out? How does that work? Help me understand this, Space. How is it possible? It doesn't work. If we fell out, there's no relationship anywhere. Oh, I feel like he's saying, fuck my son. No, I ain't say it verbatim, but if that's how you feel, hey, take it for what it is. You don't see me crying about you hanging around my daughter and shit like that. I mean, that's fine. Look, we know you're barely taller than my child, okay? You know, you got to be this tall to ride this ride, so that's why you got off. So at the height end reference. Of the day, height reference, yes. So at the end of the day, I just described to you what a fake friend was right there. And I still got 8 minutes left in the show. I still got 8 minutes left in the show. Who needs fake friends when you got fake friends that's running around trying to screw other people's girlfriends? Look, man, you're not only a fake friend, you're a horrible husband. Yes, I'm going to hit you where it hurt. Deal with it.
Below the belt.
So I'm glad that, you know, he stopped all his Twitter shit. Yeah, he's still putting up, you know, videos of lying. Oh, he's trying to be like me, blah, blah, blah. How can I be like you when you join my team? I enjoy Slick Talk Entertainment. This shit doesn't exist. It's not real. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Let's spin this track. And then we're going to get back into the show.
You going to tell me reason? Let me tell you the reason, motherfucker. The reason is your ass ain't worth the shit no more.
You better fucking back off, man.
What the fuck happened to you, man?
You learn to keep your circle small. The slightest miscalculation equates to downfalls. No smoke, that's thicker when I spit bars. Fresh gear, tune ups, the engine never stalls. A mile of the day and James track is a court. Studying great, applying what I learned to the sport. Of course, it gets hairy in my culture, a kind of course. No shortcuts, just ride the waves. Vibe out and pray for better days. The struggle was real. Better stay in your prayers, I swear. How we living in a system that don't want us here. But it's quite clear they forgot how we got here. We never asked for the folks to change. Segregation, oppression, the pain, what every gain. It's all a game. The anguish and the sameness. Control controversy when it comes to my history. Where's the beauty? Here this land is free. Every time I look up, they abandon.
Y'all, welcome back to Radio, where shock isn't shock is real, and we're just having a real moment right now, y'all. You know, y'all just checked out my new track, Beautiful Lies, Ugly Truths.
And this is just one of those situations where it's a combination of both. You know, I have no hatred or discontent in my heart, you know, for this guy. You know, I just wish that he would have went in a different direction, but he didn't. You know, he's just doing what fake people do when they get mad. You know, and, you know, I understand. You know, this is the last episode I speak on this guy, you know, because, you know, we got so much time, you know, set aside for other things. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure we all encountered fake friends, you know, where it is you thought they was real, and then at the end of the day, you find out how fake they really are. So indeed. It's like, you know, I don't know, Space. What's your thoughts, man?
Man, fake is not even a word for these niggas these days. It's a lot of that shit going around. I just choose not to deal with it. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's not so much as, you know what I'm saying, situations. It's just sometimes it's the people. Sometimes you just got to remove that shit. But it's always going to be fake people around, because it's not always happy people. Misery loves company. So if I can get you to feel how I'm feeling, shit, I'm going in. You know what I'm saying? Now you feeling how I'm feeling. So we both miserable together. You got me fucked all the way up. This nigga here is not about to do it. You be miserable by your damn self. I'm married. I got fucking real life situations going on. Nigga, I ain't got time for that fake ass shit. So, you know, I just feel like if you can avoid it, avoid it. But if you're going to continue to deal with it, then that's on you.
Exactly. At some point, you have to walk away, especially if a person gives you the avenue to walk away. Walk away. It doesn't hurt. It won't hurt your pride to walk away from something, especially something like a cutoff. It doesn't matter why you got cut off. Just walk away from it. You know, if somebody cut me off, I'm like, okay, fuck them. I'm good. You know, I mean, you have to be careful about the people who you let in your lives, and the people that you trust with your treasures, like your truths, your secrets, and stuff like that, because, you know, they can easily be used against you. I mean, this guy tried to go so low. I mean, this guy tried to go so low as to use a situation that involved my daughter, you know, to try to get me to respond. That's why I'm going so hard on him, because, you know, you don't speak on anything when it comes to my child, ever. Like, I will never speak on anything when it comes to your son, and I don't even like you. So I think people have to just kind of respect the boundaries a little bit. And you know, we're going to steer this show in a different direction. You know, we're going to get back into the music. We're going to get back into having our special guests and stuff like that. Speaking of special guests, Spades, I want you to tell everybody about the guests that we got coming up over this next couple of weeks.
All right. So on the 13th, we have Shea B. Ross. You can check her out on Twitter. It sounds just like it's spelled, Shea, Shea B. Ross, Rios. She is also the headliner for Monday Mix Up. She has a lot of different special guests along with her other co-hosts. I'm not sure of their name, but we'll get into that when we talk to her on the 13th. Also on the 27th, we have Turtle T. Soul out of Sparta, Tennessee. He's an up-and-coming artist, and his music is really starting to go places. He's done a magazine interview with Vibe, and he's been doing a lot of shows through Nashville, Memphis, things of that nature. So we'll get into that on the 27th. But, yeah, check those guys out, and that young lady, Shea B. Ross, shout out to her, shout out to T. Soul. And that's what we got coming up, L.
All right, so we're in the final seconds of this show. We're not going to take it much further. We're not doing, you know, after effects today. But, you know, I hope y'all enjoy the show, you know. And, you know, we thank y'all for checking us out. You know, thank you for tuning in to the Surge Radio Experience, where shock isn't shock. We're going to end it like this. Spinning one more track from your boy lyricist called Heart of a Hustler.
The heart of a hustler, on the grind, all the time, never seen. die behind this mic is my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God for being my savior. I got the heart of a hustler, dedication to the arts and crafts, making it last. Every time I'm on the stage, I'm in the phase. The hustle's in my heart, that's why I'm doing it, man. Perception is a motherfucker, yeah, high pain behind a chain. Knowing life is much rougher, yeah. Catch up before life fuck ya. Play yeah. The game to the life structure, but yeah. Ya living by your own code, never say die mentality. Karma is a bitch, but a rap cause casualty, yep. In reality, the hustle is the code, violate your own beliefs, nigga, then lose your soul. Yeah. My body is my temple, my fight is my spirit, yep. The hustle in my music, I hope that y'all can hear it, yeah. Hustle is more than the money and the dope, yeah. Never giving up and staying on the course. Of course, that's the source of my growth as an MC and a man, so I had to take an oath, yeah. Never change what I do, always do what I do, yeah. God is the pillar in my strength in the booth. I got yeah. The heart of a hustler, on the grind all the time. Never say die behind this mic, it's my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God for being my savior. I got the heart of a hustler, dedication to the arts and crafts, making it last. Every time I'm on the stage, I'm in the phase. The hustle's in my heart, that's why I'm doing it, man. My gift is my gift, I ain't giving it to you. I ain't selling out the shit, you can buy me at a booth. I ain't changing how I spit, I ain't doing it for you. I do it for my family, and that ain't you. You can check me as I'm here, so go on about your biz. Sir J doing good, so nigga suck a dick. I'm always on my grind, so I'm kicking down these doors. If you won't let us in, then we taking it by force. Defiant to the end, a rebel to the core. More levels to discover, new lands to explore. Never been lost, only in bars. I believe in one thing, and that's my call. The heart of a hustler, on the grind all the time. Never say die behind this mic, it's my life. When I draw my thoughts on the paper, thank God for being my savior. I got the heart of a hustler, dedication to the arts and crafts, making it last. Every time I'm on the stage, I'm in the